Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 16th of January, 2025, and I think it's coming up to 8 o'clock in the morning on a day which looks like it's wet, although the clouds are grey and I can see some chemtrailing beyond, but the sun is trying to break through. But it looks miserable, and while it's not really that cold, it is damp, and you know, it's not a July sunny summer's day, put it like that. Morning, obviously. I've just got up, got dressed, another disturbed night. Sorry for not recording these so regularly, but there just comes a point where, because of the condition that I'm in, I'm not doing a great deal. There's not a lot to talk about, and the purpose of this is to chart and record in an audio fashion a journal, so that either myself or my children or the viewers can listen and hear from my ability to talk and, you know, quality of voice, as it were, how I am at any one point. And as I've said many times, I don't know where all the files are. They're on CD-ROMs and hard drives and all over the place, because there's so many of the bloody recordings now. But and I'm not in any way putting myself on the same par as, but other famous diarists of the past, perhaps an archive in audio over 20 years is worthy of keeping somewhere for future reference. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Maybe my story is just as dull as ditch water and nobody would be interested. Who knows? But anyway, this is what I do. Now, we are Friday. Earlier in the week, we went to see an osteopath, and I think I spoke about that. But then I had a strange turn of good fortune, really. I had a chap who wanted to come over and talk about something completely different, to do with conspiracies and various things. And I won't go into what he wants to talk about. But he came over, and before he came over, I happened to say to him, look, you know, I've got this strange condition, I'm off to see an osteopath. And he said, oh, I'm a chiropractor, or chiropractitioner, whatever it is, however you pronounce it. And I said, oh, that's interesting, I'm off to this osteopath because of this, that and the other. And he said, well, when I come over and we have our coffee and chat about the other thing, he said, I'll bring my, what, I don't really call it, he's not a bed, his table, his sort of chiropracting treatment table, that's the word, thank you, Julia. Okay. Well, he did, he came over and he brought that, so we had a chat about the other thing, and then he said, look, shall I, I'll examine you and we'll see if we can do something, which was really nice. So he examined me and he poked about and what have you, a bit like the other guy did, but this time it was different, because he could understand what had happened to me from the fall in the van. And he said, yes, it's possible that your spine's got sort of out of whack and some of your bones are not operating in the way that they should be. So he did a couple of things to me, and yes, I've been fearful of a chiropractor because they are bone crackers. And that's what somebody else had said to me. He said, oh, just be careful with a chiropractor because they do crack your bones. Well, he got me to lay down and he said, oh, yes, there's a, your neck isn't quite in line. And he said, you know, you've got limited movement one way and limited movement the other way. And I thought, well, yeah, that's because the muscles are so inflamed, they're not permitting me to do it. But anyway, he said, just lie down like this. And the next minute he twisted my head round. I thought it was going to come off the bloody thing. And there was this almighty crack. Did you hear the crack?
No.
No. because it's near my ears, I heard the bones go clack like this. I thought, jeepers. And it was painful. But it was over very quickly, you know. And that was that. And then he did one at my pelvis, and he was demonstrating to Julia how, by me bending forward and backwards, it was not quite in line as it should be, and it could have been jolted out when I fell in the van 8 weeks ago or whatever it was now. And so he did a similar thing, got me to lie and relax, and then the next minute, before I knew it, his hand
knee one way, elbow the other.
Yeah. And then suddenly, and there was another crack. I didn't hear it as loud because it's not next to my ears, but I bloody felt it. And again, I shouted out in pain, and I said to him, just most people shout. He said, yeah, they usually do. He said, but that's a good sign, because I know it's been done. Anyway, then he examined me again, and he could see that these corrections that he, I mean, he's been doing it for like 20 odd years or something. And so that was really good. And so he said, well, there's more I can do, but I'm not going to do it all at once. Anyway, as the day progressed, I was aware that this one muscle in my back, which had been like an elastic ball of absolute pain, had reduced. Mind you, he also put his thumb onto it with such pressure. And
I thought you were
going to
pass out at one point.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And he said, look, I'll stop if you say stop, but I know it's painful. And I said, yes, I can feel the bloody pain. It's excruciating. But I let him do what he had to do without wussing out. And yeah, so for the rest of the day, it kind of did ease off. And when I went to sleep, as I said to Julia that night, for the first night, I said, I'm actually looking forward to going to bed. Because previously, in the last 8 weeks, when I go to bed, it's painful to lie down because of the shoulders, and it's difficult to get into a position where I can actually ignore the pain. Whereas that first night, the pain wasn't there, and I was able to get into a fetus position and actually fall asleep. But the thing, and so my legs felt and still feel a lot easier, although I can still feel inflammation down them. Because the following day, my arms were in agony. And that was yesterday. And they're still sort of not in agony now, but I can't move them very much. I mean, I had limited movement because of the shoulders, but the muscles down the length of the arms. And so he rang and he said, you know, how are you feeling today? And I said, well, actually, I'm a hell of a lot stiffer than before. And he said, yeah, that's probably right. He said, because you've effectively been beaten up, albeit for the right reason, to correct things. And the body is now getting used to the spine and the pelvis and things in slightly different position. And so the muscles are sort of going, oh, hang on a minute, we're not happy with this. Anyway, he's going to come back on Monday and do some more bone crushing, which I'm looking forward to, but I'm also anxious about, because it's the day after, you know, you're sort of walking around like even worse. But yes, so bending my arms, while I had pain there before, they do seem to be, I don't know, I still have no movement in raising my arms up more than my nipples, height of my nipples at the moment. And my shoulders are beginning to ache again. So who knows whether this is good or not really doing anything. It's sort of doing it something in the short term. Maybe it is going to do stuff. Julia seems a bit more optimistic than I am. But we've tried so many bloody things that we're running out of modalities to try. Short of drugs, and drugs, you know, they mask it. If it's a physical misalignment, then that has to be corrected. So, anyway, that's that situation.
Yes, we want to deal with the cause, not the symptoms.
Exactly. The other thing, I had a book sale, so that was nice. I went down to the post office yesterday in a pissing rain, and then I called in to the EE shop because I'd bought another SIM card for this 4G router thing that I've got, determined not to have to go back to contract and be wired in, although being wired in is obviously more healthy than having a Wi-Fi device, and I appreciate that that's, you know, goes against what I preach. However, I want to pay as you go rather than be stuck into a bloody contract where, you know, everybody knows your name sort of thing. So I bought this thing and I got confused because it seemed to be going on about mobile phones and various things. And the existing, I've got two. Two people had sent me, or one I'd bought and somebody else had sent me one of these little 4G router, you know, Wi-Fi things. And the one that we'd been putting up with that I'd bought, at the advice of somebody, always cuts out at busy times of the day. So 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, lunchtime, and at sort of 4:30, just continually cuts out. You're trying to download something or watch something or get your emails, and you just suddenly find you're offline again. You're offline. And it's very irritating because you've been trying to send emails, reply to people. You can't reply them. And you've got to save them and then come back when it connects. All that's been driving us bonkers because it's so unreliable. Anyway, got this other SIM card and this other router thing and tried it yesterday, got it working. I went into a shop to get some advice on how you get it to work because I thought it was really for a mobile phone. He said, no, just shove it in. And anyway, it connected up and it seems to be working far better. So that's really good because I've had so much problems getting the Naked Englishman podcast uploaded because it would just keep cutting out as I'm upload, because it's, you know, I'm usually uploading it around about this time. It's 8:10, between 9 and 8, 9 and what have you. And it would just cut out and it would be such a pain. So anyway, I'm going to try it in a few minutes when I've got this up and see if it works. So that's that. We haven't been to the land. We're debating whether to go to the land today, although it's all wet and miserable at the moment. Although it's trying to break out. But we can't do anything, really. But it would be nice just to check it over, just to go there and have a look. We've been moping about the house and me with this, unable to really relax, and these tense muscles and what have you. But one of the things that we have managed to do, which we don't do very often, is we've been watching some films and things to get through the day and divert our attention from the agony of it all. And we watched The Odd Couple the other day. Famous film, of course, 1968, with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matto. And I hadn't realised that they'd made a remake in 1998. So we watched the original, which was hilarious, and then we watched the remake, which was equally hilarious. And, you know, they're great actors and very, very funny. So, you know, it's nice to have something amusing to watch when you're in agony, to sort of take away your immediate sense of impotentness, if you see what I mean. We're still reading to one another. I've not done a lot of writing. I'd love to be writing, but I struggle to sit at the computer and type for any length of time and focus because of the continual aching. And I'm moving about at the moment, trying to record this, because my back, I think I've pulled a muscle in my back. I can feel another little muscle that's probably pulled because It's cold, and one moves and jolts a bit, and yeah, so I think that's an unrelated little muscle that's just been disturbed, and you're trying to relax these, the tense muscles. At the moment, they're very tense in my neck and across my shoulders, so that's very bloody irritating. But I shall take some CBD oil from Endoka, and they've been very kind to me by sending me bits and bobs, so I'll probably talk about it on the show. That does help. So that's been very good. But today, yeah, feeling a bit stiff. And I have been low in the mornings when you wake up with rigor mortis, and 8 weeks, you know, how many days is that? And every day is the same, and you can't get out of bed, you can't pull the covers off. And the covers, the bedclothes, conspire against you. They sort of snag on your shoulder or on your knee, and you're trying to get out of bed, and it's like 100 strings or ropes tying you back. And you're like, oh, I just want to get out of bed. And you're straining to sit up. I'm just looking at the cobwebs in this room. They're disgusting, aren't they?
I'll get the broom up there later.
Yeah.
Keep threatening.
And, yeah, just to get to, you know, go to the loo. Last night I was up between 3 and 4, just came down and just sat and read, you know, do a few exercises first in the middle of the night, and then just quietly sat and read for the rest of the hour, and then back to bed. But the trouble is, unless I am really sleepy with these bloody stressed muscles, it can't sleep. Anyway, it's the same old story. I won't go on and on about it now. And I just wanted to do an update to show that I'm still alive. I'm going to go and do a video shortly. So that's that, really. So that's just my update. And I'll talk to you. I mean, it may not be every day at the moment, because unless there's something to talk about, it's just more of the bloody same over this period. But gosh, this period will go down in history like the removal of my eye, in which the agony is very, very pronounced. It eases in by 11 to 12 o'clock, and then it creeps in again by 7 in the evening. And it's, you know, you just want to go into oblivion. But of course, I'm not taking the pharmaceuticals, that's the word I was looking for. I don't want all of that crap in me, which is much to the chagrin of people who saying, oh, just take some ibuprofen, or take some, you know, paracetamol, cocodamol, or tamadryl, or whatever it's called. And, you know, I can't. Because I know they are poison, ultimately. They may do some relief, but I am too stubborn, and I haven't been worn down clearly enough to submit to these satanic people and their evil wares. So one hopes one is doing the right thing. Anyway, thank you for listening. I will catch up with you soon. Bye for now.